I don't know why, but when I see that person, she just gets on my nerves, or he just grates on my nerves. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. As I've said last week, we are currently in a period in the calendar, the Jewish calendar, called the 3 weeks. We mourn the destruction of both temples that stood in Jerusalem. The Talmud tells us something absolutely fascinating and says that the first temple was destroyed because of some severe transgressions, including idolatry and adultery and things like that, that the Jews were guilty of. And yet, when they went into exile after the first destruction by the Babylonians, they went in for a defined amount of time, 70 years, and then they returned to build the second temple. But the second temple, says the Talmud, was destroyed because of sinat chinam. Sinat chinam means baseless hatred. Baseless hatred. And we're still in exile. We still don't have the third temple back. That's how problematic it is. Says the Talmud that the Jerusalem was destroyed, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of baseless hatred. And the Talmud tells a story of two individuals that couldn't get on, and a whole story of a wealthy person that made a party, and by mistake, his enemy, instead of his friend, was invited. And he embarrassed the person, and he threw him out of the house, and nothing could get to him. The guy says, just don't embarrass me, I'll pay for the whole meal. Nothing. I hate you, and get out. And stories like that. So the two questions are, what is baseless hatred? What do you mean, baseless hatred? Surely when I hate someone, there's a reason. They insulted me, they did something to me. What does baseless hatred mean? And second of all, another big question is, our sources tell us that the temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred. It will be rebuilt because of baseless love. Just baseless love. Love means unconditional love. And the two questions on that is, what is unconditional love? What does that mean? What is baseless love? And secondly, that seems almost impossible. There's a lot of bickering, there's a lot of internal fighting in Israel, other places. Can we achieve it? Should I even try? Baseless love? How are we going to get to the point where everyone is united? So let's unpack this a little bit. Baseless hatred means, yes, of course I can rationalize it, and you know, I this person has that deficiency and has done that thing wrong. But very often what happens is it comes after the hatred, meaning for some reason I find it hard to make space for the other person. I just can't tolerate the other person. Something about him or her just gets on my nerves. And therefore I see every deficiency, I see everything wrong, and it just grows and it festers. But at its core, it is baseless, and it comes from the ego. It comes because we have an ego. And the ego sometimes makes it difficult to make space for others, because our ego means that we take up a lot of space. We take up so much space that we can't make space for others. There was a great rebbe called the Tzemach Tzedek, and once a follower came to him and said, Rabbi, whenever I go to shul each morning, they're stepping on me, figuratively speaking. So he answered in kind, and he said to him, well, who told you to spread yourself over the whole shul? Just like, don't take up so much space, and they won't be stepping on you. But where does that come from? What's the issue? So what's important to understand is that we have two forces within ourselves. We have our body, which is driven by what we call the animal soul, which is driven to self-preservation, indulgence, pursuit of pleasure. And in the animal soul, in the animalistic part of our physical body, that's where our ego lives. That's the external. That's why I see differences between me and the other person. That's where I think I'm better than the other person for whatever reason, or cleverer than the other person. I don't have a lot of room for the other person. But there's a deeper part of ourselves, and that's the soul. The soul is a spark of godliness, and the soul is where our values live. Not our superficial indulgences, but where our value lives, where meaning lives, where purpose lives, and most importantly, where selflessness lives. At the heart of my soul, there's a purity of soul and a humility that makes me understand that we're all the same. We all have the same soul. We're all connected to God. We all have that godly spark. One's not better than the other. Yes, we're different. We're unique. We each have a unique role to play, but we're not different. We're all created in the image of God. We all have what to offer. We all have positives and negatives. We all have deficiencies and competencies and so on. And there's plenty of room in that godly space. There's plenty of room for others. And that's what baseless love is. I love the person, not because they're great, not because they did me a favor, not because they're clever, smart, or funny. I love them because they're another human being. I hope you love your fellow Jews yourself means I love them because, like myself, just because I am worthy, so they are too worthy. I have a soul, they have a soul. And as for the question, how are we going to get there? Let me just share one thing that a great tzaddik, I think it was the Chafetz Chaim, said, and he said this in the name of the Zohar, I believe, that for Mashiach to come, it does not require the entire nation to live that way. It requires one community, one cluster of people, one bunch of people. So now in the 3 weeks, let's put emphasis on this. Let's try. It doesn't have to, forget about the world. How about your neighbor? How about your neighbor and his neighbor or her neighbor? Just try, create unity. Try, exercise baseless love. It's contagious. It'll affect others. And just a few people and a few group of people who will start just to respect and love each other for no reason, just because we're each other. Maybe we can tip the scales and bring about the redemption. So let's reflect on this a little bit. Let's just look into ourselves. Close your eyes. And for a moment, just to first of all focus, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Now I want you to visualize in your own mind. It's a difficult one, but visualize someone who gets on your nerves. Someone who you don't particularly like. Maybe they're annoying. Maybe they speak funny. Maybe they say stupid things. Or maybe they've insulted you, which probably could be resolved. Just think about someone who just you find hard to make space for. Now go back to your breathing. Just breathe in and out. And remember that the breath, the neshima, is the neshama. Think of your soul. Dig deep into the essence of who you are. Dig deep into the underlying layer of the human being, the pure soul, the spark of godliness. And then think about the differences between you and that person. How you talk, superficial. Successes, annoyingness, stupidity, grating personality. That's all superficial. But dig deeper. Look at your soul. Look at that person's soul. Is your soul godly? So is that soul. Do you have purity? So does he or she. Spark of the divine is in that person just like me. On a soul level, we are so connected. We are so one. We have so much space to embrace, to tolerate, to put up with anyone. Baseless love. The ego brings baseless division. The depth of the soul. Baseless love. Unconditional bond. Let's increase in unity. Let's call someone we don't particularly like. Let's go out of our way to help someone that is difficult. Let's connect on the deepest soul level and bring about the redemption. So that's who we are, and that's what we need to try and do, particularly in this time of the year. Bring unity, bring love, bring connection. Transcend the superficial and dig deeper. Have a wonderful day.